that goes. All right, Phoenix meant colored woman. What were we doing? We were down at the grocery store doing Antifa things.
Yes, we were getting ready for the Antifa march. Much to the disgust and dismay of the resistance.
They were resisting stuff.
They were resisting stuff.
All right, so yeah, we were down at the grocery store and we ran into an individual.
We did.
Who had a bumper sticker.
Yes, yes. And started off okay, I think, right? Because the bumper sticker was like, I vote, what did it say?
I'm a climate voter.
I'm a climate voter. And I was like, all right, somebody who's acknowledging climate change in this little red-ass county. Okay, okay. And it started okay, and I was like, hey, you know, we're, William goes, hey, we're climate voters too. And she's like, oh, so you're not happy with who's in office? Like, no, no, we're not. And, you know, talk for a couple minutes. And then, by the time we got inside, from the time it took to get from the parking lot to the inside of the grocery store, it all went downhill. Because she said, yeah, actually, I was also at the women's rally, or the women's march. I was like, oh my god, it's a pink pussy hat person. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. Because now I'm like, I'm ready to disengage at this point. That was all I fucking needed. And she's like, yeah, there was definitely more people there than there were at his inauguration. I don't care what he says. And I was like, yeah, probably. And she's like, you know, it was a really good time. What was her direct quote?
We had a lot of fun with the police.
This bitch.
Woo!
Okay.
You wonder why we're still Sanders. Ugh. You can go fuck yourselves.
Ugh.
You gonna tell our black asses about how you had a lot of fun with the police. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck your friends. Fuck your pussy hat. Fuck the police. Fuck everybody. And shit.
As far as your resistance goes, what the fuck? It's so far. This is, well, I mean, what?
Oh.
They began resisting about a year and a month ago?
Yes.
So they started resisting a year and a month ago?
Yes.
They didn't resist the tax bill vote.
Not really.
They didn't resist the net neutrality. They were never resisting that.
Mm-hmm. No.
What else have they not resisted successfully?
I think pretty much everything, right? The Muslim ban is in effect.
Oh, well, they resisted Roy Moore and got Doug Jones in, who thinks Trump shouldn't resign, and he's going to vote to represent the red district constituents.
Now, see, now, you
that's
know
what he, remember that CNN interview?
I remember that.
Yeah.
That nigga's already been doing interviews on Fox. Like, he was doing interviews on Fox before he even got sworn in. But you know what's going to happen now is everybody was like, oh my god, he's in and he's a Democrat, so it's going to be amazing because he's a Democrat, because blue, no matter who. I don't actually know what his policies are, I just know he's not more. And it was going to be great. And then everybody's like, oh, thank black women got him in. The minute this motherfucker does some Republican bullshit, which he will, they're going to blame black women. Y'all the ones who put him in, and this is what he's doing. Wait for it. I'm calling it now.
My call is they're going to ignore it. Because they don't... You know what? I'm saying a vague they. Let's put an actual name on it. Mm. Bob Seska. Right? He's okay. A big old... Bob Seska will ignore it. Let's put two more names on it. Mr. Electro... And that's what he goes by on his blog. And on the podcast, he goes by Driftglass. Driftglass and Blue Gal, who was Francis Langham, spelled Langham. Okay, so let's put some names on it. Like, Democrat independent media pundits who will ignore it.
Yeah.
Imani Gandhi will ignore it. Aaron Rand Freeman will ignore it. Antoine Spann of the Spann Report will ignore it.
I'm going to disagree with you on the Imani Gandhi one. I think Imani Gandhi will not ignore it because it's going to be good for her base when she says, all the labor black women did and this is how you repay us.
Oh.
That's what Imani's going to do.
Yo, you should be her public. I mean, she's not going to do it, but you is publicist the right word? That's the wrong word. I don't know.
Or like media coordinator or something?
Yeah.
You're
fucking slick.
Yeah, that's what the fuck Imani's going to do.
That's fucking slick as fuck, man.
Yeah.
And then there's something else to riff on, because this is half Free Thought Thursday, half White on White Crime Wednesday. So fucking continue free thought conversation for a second. Wait a second. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is the fucking wine cellar, okay? I'm fucking all the way up. Am I fucking up, Miss Phoenix Curl Eater?
Just a little bit.
I call you Chyna Black. What? Is that okay. not your name?
Chyna Black, okay.
All right.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright, Father Muckers. WineCellarMedia.com, William J. Black Ass Motherfucker, right here, and Phoenix Kaliter, the Uppity Negress. Follow Uppity Negress on the Twitters, right over there. No video, straight audio program. Okay, what else I was gonna fucking riff on? Motherfuckers, talking about, and this happens, I've seen this before, this is not new, this response. Tariq Nasheed and Umar Johnson, yes. You know, yes. riffing back and forward a wee bit, more so Tariq Nasheed than Umar, and that thing where it's like, do it behind closed doors, don't argue in public, it be making us look bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't have that shit with Martin Luther and Malcolm X, and actually, Tariq Nasheed made the same argument, you know, but he had a lot more fucking names memorized, because he gets to do this shit full time, and I have to be in the factory, and fucking, you know, but I'd look at, like, fucking rappers with their beefs, or fucking, but then, like, this is that shit, black people always, like, what the fuck is our deal with, we don't want to do shit, or, we want to have these bullshit respectability politics, mm-hmm. like, look at Trump and Bannon,
right,
they handle their shit right out there in the fucking public, like, everybody does that, hell, you could take it out of the world of argument, look at the world of sport, mm-hmm. right, two cities, two teams, put, and some guys come in, represent those cities and those teams, put on helmets and pads, and give each other concussions that fuck their brains up for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
Like, handling shit in the public square is just always been going down.
And also, I think that that's important, though, to have it as a public conversation, because if it's not public, then you never really know what points are being made.
Hmm.
Because, like, the way the discourse goes impacts everybody in the community. So I would like to know what is being said, if it's going to trickle down to me in some way or another. So I would like to know what the arguments are for side A and what the arguments are for side B, what the rebuttals are, so on and so forth, as opposed to them doing it behind closed doors and coming to a conclusion. How do I know that was the best possible outcome for the situation, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
You know what? Hearing them both in public, they're both some conservative-ass niggas. Both of them are.
Yeah.
But Umar Johnson's homophobia outweighs Tariq Nasheed's homophobia.
Yeah.
Right? Like Umar Johnson is more conservative. Like, because Tariq Nasheed, he's got that California in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's got that California liberal in him. But, like, as far as, like, a black person, like, within blackness, he's a conservative. But he's a Cali hippie in his 40s. And I still think it's funny as hell that he rapped. The fact that you can actually go on YouTube and find Tariq Nasheed raps. And yeah, he had a little bit of flow on him. But I think because I'm so used to hearing his voice talk, mm-hmm. it sounds funny as fuck to hear that voice rapping.
Yes.
But that's probably like, it's like for somebody who's only listened to the podcast and never heard me spit, they'd be like, nigga, stop. That ain't for you. And I'd be like, nigga, I'm nice. But I'm nice. Come on.
You should go back to playing your tracks on the show.
Damn, yeah, haven't done that.
Haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like ones that I do that are just like a few seconds and use it as a bumper. Right. I used to use my verses as bumpers regularly. Shit.
Yeah. So, okay. So while that's going on, I got in trouble with hashtag the resistance today.
As Caitlin Johnstone calls it, the Mick resistance.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, like, first of all, I have to preface this. The person who is trying to get at me is called The Princess and has a Princess Leia background, so Star Wars reference. Okay, now if you are familiar with Star Wars, I'm not going to go to the whole thing. All I'm going to say is Princess Leia literally led the Rebel army against the Empire and killed everybody and saved the galaxy. Okay, that's who she was. So, The Princess on Twitter, using Princess Leia's background, said to Keith Ellison, because he took a picture with the Antifa hand manual, said, I don't know why you thought posting this and praising them was a solution to Trump or a good idea. You know what I'm talking about. This tweet. This is Antifa in action. They're vandalizing businesses and breaking car windows. They're violent. This is Antifa. These are their methods. They haven't helped us defeat legislation. You just gave the right a reason to call the Dems the party of violent thugs. I don't know about you, but apparently until now, the Republicans have never called the Democrats thugs or violent. I don't know if you knew that. And then she went straight white woman with it.
Yeah.
I'll be emailing my state Democratic Party leaders about this. You need to explain this now, and it better be good. We will not allow your work to tarnish our movement and our work. You will not hurt us by endorsing violence. We're waiting. What do you have to say for yourself? Like, first of all, this nigga doesn't even know who the fuck you is.
These are people who've never been told to go fuck themselves before.
Oh, yeah. So I saw this and I was just laughing at it. And somebody tagged me in it inevitably. And they were like, hey, didn't you have a thread about Antifa? And I was like, I do have a thread about Antifa. Because my position on Antifa is that if you are saying that they're just violent or they're as bad as the Nazis, what you're really saying is that people of color and marginalized groups don't have a right to self-defense, because that's what Antifa is. So I got tagged into this and said that. And she said, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm a Latina woman. Oh, we gonna do...
You a white Tina.
We gonna do
Fuck yourself. That bullshit. You're a Bequita, okay? Still a Becky. All right.
Still a Becky.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, but are you a Latina woman who had to be protected by Antifa at Charlottesville when Nazis tried to surround you?
Oh, what was her response?
There was no response. And then I said, you can't play respectability politics and expect to win. She said, explain it. All I'm doing is condemning violence. And I said, you're not condemning violence. You're condemning self-defense. And she said, I'm not conflating violence and self-defense. I didn't say they're violent. Don't put words in my mouth. I pointed out Antifa stated they're okay with using violence. Yeah, to protect us from the fascists. And then she got mad and decided to block me. And I was just amused by the entire encounter. Ooh, I just dropped your phone. Sorry. But my favorite thing about it is that this is now, you know, what the resistance is doing. Apparently, you can't be violent. You can't defend yourself against Nazis. You're the real Nazi, right? And then she says, that's your opinion, not ours. We're nonviolent and the Dem Party doesn't advocate violence or vandalism. You can have your opinion, but this respectability politics argument is a straw man. Did you know respectability politics is a straw man?
A straw man? Does she know what straw man means?
I don't think so.
What the fuck? People, stop. Stop just saying words.
Yes, that was awesome. And then she posts this meme at me and then blocked me. And it says, Declaration of Peace. Perception. We are concerned citizens. We are not expecting a monetary reward. You should probably not be repping the Democratic Party then, because they corporatist as fuck. We will not engage in violence. We will not engage in destruction of property. Stop conflating fucking property damage with violence. Fuck your windows, nigga.
And then the Dems don't support violence.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
They don't fuck with that violence, B.
We tortured a few people.
We tortured some folks. Oh my God, Barry Hussein.
We saw, he died. We saw, he died. 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 He died.
And she's laughing too, like, okay, that's cool.
I'm sure it did.
And she is like straight fucking Granny Smith in it hard, yo.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we do not engage in violence or destruction of property. We support the Republic before the party.
Yes, we can.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It auto-played. All right.
Yeah, so we support the Republic before the party. That's fascinating to me, because the party is made up primarily of marginalized groups. So we're second to your republic, huh? Okay. Okay.
A Democrat saying that, like, the root word of Republican is what they're... Like, you realize that dead red state of Texas calls themselves the Free Republic of Texas?
Yes.
I...
And we will not support acts of violence. We will not call for acts of violence. We will not don masks in public. Well, that's very fucking privileged. It must be nice to be able to go to a protest in public and not have to worry about that coming back to bite you in the ass. I guess when you're high-fiving cops with your pink pussy hat, that's an option. We will not burn effigies. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
She just threw that one out there.
And we support the factual truth even if it hurts.
Ooh.
Bitch, the truth is you can't hug it out with a Nazi. That's the fucking truth.
You know what? They're full of shit. And that's why I can't engage. Because, like, as soon as I engage, I'm like, I should. I get buyer's remorse, I think is what they call it. Immediately. Like, yes. I tried to calmly engage with that motherfucker, who's that nigga? Calls himself the black guy who tips. And, and I'm keeping it chill, like, and he was agreeing with me, but then, like, he starts adding in this extra commentary. It's like, the Bernie bros were harassing me. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're a public motherfuck figure. Like, I don't know how disingenuous it is. Like, you really don't think that as a public figure, people aren't going to tweet at you some fuck times?
I think that's part of the thing, though, is the whole, like, you know, that it's basically like the Democratic version of dog whistling, right? Like, I'm marginalized in some way and I'm on social media and people are being mean to me.
It just clicked in my head. They're running the exact same hustle the Republicans run, but they're not as savvy. Like, well, they're not doing it on a bigger scale. They're doing Twitter. Yeah. But, like, that run the Republicans do, or right wingers in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they, like, go speak at a college campus. Oh, the students don't want me to speak there. I'm being victimized by these students. Freedom of speech. That's what they're doing with the Twitter.
Yeah.
They're going on there deliberately antagonizing and then saying, oh, look at everybody attacking me.
Yeah.
And using the word attacked, you're not bleeding, motherfucker. Like, as somebody who actually been beat down by police, jumped by actual skinheads, like, and not in Trump's America, I was jumped by skinheads in, Herbert Walker's America and Bill Clinton's America. Like, the fuck out of here. Like, you're using the word attack. I've been shot at, and you're saying that a tweet is an attack. Well, I mean, fuck you.
But you have to, because you have to be hyperbolic to make yourself as much of a victim as possible. If you just said I'm mildly inconvenienced and slightly irritated that somebody came on Twitter and said this to me. Nobody's gonna retweet your shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can't tell the truth. That's why Wine Cellar is so small still after 5 years. Like, the truth is not fun.
The truth is not fun. The truth is not profitable.
That's why we have to try to make it funny. Like, if we didn't do comedy, this show would have, like, 200 listeners, man. Like, we have to have the fucky chuckles.
Oh, shit, you do. But, yeah, and I'm just, like, I'm so over the whole resistance. But that's their thing, though, is that they rely really heavy on the identity politics. Oh, but I'm a woman. Oh, but I'm Latina. Oh, but I'm black. And it's like, okay, but what's your income bracket, though? Like, were you raised in a white neighborhood? Or were you raised, like, in the hood? You know, like, I have questions about, I'm Latina. Okay, but are you white? Latino is not a race. Like, what is your actual, like, when you get pulled over?
Oh.
What race
do
you
get pulled over?
Yeah, do you get pulled over?
Yeah. Like, you know. Do you get pulled over when you actually did some shit? All right, because, like, the last time I got stopped by a cop, motherfucker actually said out loud it's actually not the last time, but one of the ones that sticks out in my head from Florida, flashed a flashlight in my face, took a look, said, okay, I just thought you might fit the description. Like, yeah, just being black, I might be, like, he just had to get a good look. Like, he probably just saw the side of my head or the back of my head. He was like, hold on, he might fit the description. He is black. So he might fit the description.
Didn't you get stopped up here for walking in the crosswalk?
Yeah, like, he stopped me to tell me that I should keep doing that. Like, hands up, check my ID and everything. Like, ran my shit through the computer and was like, yeah, because, you know, someone got hit by a car down the street the other way. You want to be careful out there. You mean like what I just did? What the fuck, man?
But, you know, it's that kind of shit. It's like they, you know, that's like that's their hustle, is that we are marginalized and we are being oppressed and people are attacking us on Twitter and this and that. But, you know, it's fucking annoying, like, first of all, that that's your thing. But now it's getting to a point where it's actually causing legitimate problems for the left because they're so deep in this Bernie bro shit. And, like, I keep trying to tell people, I'm like, Bernie bros aren't really a thing. Like, yeah, there are a couple of Bernie supporters who are assholes, but most of these Bernie bros are like fucking 4chaners and right-wingers who made accounts just to harass people during the election to be assholes. This is what they do. And like, nobody's trying to hear that, you know? But now we're so deep in the Bernie bro thing that it's like, people who support Bernie will never be welcome back into the Democratic Party, you know? And people who are Democrats are not trying to hear anything about, you know, what Bernie supporters want or what Bernie supporters need. And those are the actual progressive policies that the Democrats need to start winning fucking elections. If they took Bernie's platform and were like, yeah, you know, we're going to raise the minimum wage and, you know, Medicare for all and all these kind of things, you would pull in enough people to win elections, but they don't want to do it because people want populism. But like, oh, but Bernie wants it, so no. So I'm just cutting off your nose to spite your face, really. And it's like, okay, I mean, I guess keep doing that. But then at the end of the day, you know, it's the same shit as, honestly, it's the same shit as Republicans. Look who's winning and look who's losing. I mean, they can talk fucking, if there's a war on Christmas. Okay, well, who's actually suffering from the war on Christmas and who's getting paid to bitch about it on Fox News? You know, oh, we have a bootstraps. We're going to, you know, we're going to bring back the jobs. We're going to, you know, job killing regulations. Okay, when we take away those job killing regulations, who's dying because they don't have safety standards at their job? And who got paid to be a pundit and talk about it? Right. So you have your fucking class division there. And the Democrats are doing the same exact shit. Now, I'm being attacked on Twitter by the Bernie bros. We can't advocate any of his policy. Okay, so if we don't raise minimum wage and don't have Medicare for all, you think fucking these fucking, you know, black upper middle class niggas give a fuck about the poor people? It's niggas in the hood that are gonna die. It's fucking rural white people that are gonna fucking die. It's fucking blue collar people that are not gonna be able to afford their fucking insulin. These other people don't give a fuck about you. Why are you letting them tell you that, but Bernie said it, therefore it's bad? Like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. All right.
We should probably do news, huh?
Free thought conversation. Trumpy Bear commercials. We're not doing a video on this one, but yeah, apparently what?
That looks like Yogi Bear with a wig.
Alright, let Yogi do drag shit. Alright. Yogi Lane. Whatever drag queens name themselves. Alright. So a Trumpy Bear commercial. Let's hear the audio from it.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds.
Oh my, what the fuck fucking is god. This? That is fantastic. And when the, isn't that like some biblified shit?
Yeah.
When the trumpet sounds, and there's an image of a fucking big motherfuck bear, which I assume that's just bears in general.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Fat man dogs. Like, what the fuck? Like, that is like, it's a fascinating creature because it is just a fucking creature.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking thing that just, like, the first person that saw a bear, the first human being that was just doop-a-doop-a-doo, picking up some leaves and acorns, and looked up and saw a motherfucking bear.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, what velocity the shit left their ass. Like, how many miles an hour?
Like, I wonder if that's why, like, bears were revered in so many cultures. It's just because you're like, what the fuck is it? I don't know. It's, God must have made it. Some deity was involved in this.
A big, like, just took the fucking Rottweiler's head and just put it on a big-ass man and then gave it fucking, like, what, like, badger paws, but made them huge.
Yes.
And then made it go with a fish in its mouth like a hippie.
And then, like, these motherfuckers can climb trees. They can stand on two legs. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Like, I think one of the illest videos I saw some years ago on the World Wide Webernets, this motherfucker, man, was on their bicycle, and they had one of those cameras on like their helmet, and they look to the side and a bear is coming at them, and then like they're looking back while they're pedaling and a bear is just coming. Like, I'm acting like we're on video, but like the bear is like hop running like a fucking flabby Rottweiler just coming after you, and like, and you could hear the motherfucker pedaling so far. They got away.
Yeah.
They got the bear eventually said, "All right, nigga."
I would have been fucking terrified.
Holy shit. Like, why were you in the kind of woods where there is a bear anyway? That's why I'll never go looking for Sasquatch, man, because there's bears out there.
There's fucking bears, there's wolves, there's fucking mountain lions. Like, there's a lot of shit that will eat you.
Yeah, particularly in Washington State, there's areas where the forest is so dense that white people haven't even gone there yet. Think about that. White people haven't even fucked with it yet. White people have a remote control car on Mars. All right, just for context.
But there are no bears on Mars.
All right, Trumpy Bear commercial. All right.
I am the Storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear.
Holy shit.
The bear has Donald Trump's haircut. The bear is brown and the wig is blonde.
Why didn't they get a polar bear, though?
And it has blonde eyebrows.
It does have blonde eyebrows.
Holy shit. This is fucking hilarious, yo.
I really hope, God, like, this is just, like, some niggas who was like, yo.
It looks like Yogi Bear gone femme.
It does.
Femme Yogi, yeah. Yeah, you nailed it when you said Yogi. Yeah, the fucking tie.
Yeah, I really hope this was just some niggas who was like, yo, how can we get that white money?
Well, we should have did it.
We should have did it.
Get that fucking Trumpy Bear money.
We could make something like this.
Should have put it out before Christmas, though.
Yeah.
Super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret.
Really was born Flag Day.
Oh my God.
You pull a flag out the back of its neck? Now, of course, now note the woman that we're not doing video here, but the woman that they're using. Note how they brought her in with the shot. They had the bear, like, just under her breast. And they fashioned her up in it, right? Like, I see your hustle here.
The American flag themed blanket. Then wrap yourself in the
blanket.
Red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth.
Oh my fucking God.
Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpian
They have
flag
the
day.
Fucking bear on a flagpole. Where are the disrespect and the flag motherfuckers when you need them?
Huh?
Buying the bear.
Buying the bear.
Oh,
being
man.
Mad about Colin Kaepernick.
Holy shit. Oh, man. I want Michael Vick to make bears fight now.
Oh, that's horrible.
I like Michael Vick. It really, and you know what? I actually don't like Michael Vick because he can't throw worth a fuck. But but just because white people hate him so fucking much.
And on any American holiday.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear yeah. sits proudly
oh,
they
God.
On a motorcycle. They have it. Oh my. They have it on a motherfucking motorcycle. They have
That's
it on a
terrible.
Fucking motorcycle. Jesus.
Oh my
Christ.
God. They know their audience.
And it really looks like just as much of an asshole as Trump on that motorcycle.
It does.
It's working. Yeah. And if it looks like an asshole to me on that motorcycle, to the people they're trying to sell it to, it looks awesome.
Yep.
For the world to see. And loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine, and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side.
Nigga, you are not riding your fucking motorcycle with a goddamn stuffed animal with you.
Yeah, he got $500 to do this commercial. And that's straight to his child support.
You know what, though? He probably had to get that money because, you know, veterans' benefits don't pay for shit. But you should probably keep voting red, though. Definitely vote for, yeah, yep.
Well, yeah, freedom.
It's a Marine, always a Marine.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the
golf
course.
In a fucking golf cart.
This is amazing. Wait, should we guess who they're going to pick next? They already did the old grandma, right?
Actually, they have it kind of faded in, and it looks like a fucking gun is involved.
Yes!
All right, let's see. It's half faded in. It looks like a big-ass gun.
When I ride the truck...
Okay, no, it was just the side of the golf cart. Okay, so what's going to be next?
Right, so we already had the elderly lady who just loves her country.
Yeah.
We had the Marine on the motorcycle. We have the rich guy in the golf cart. Is there something at a shooting range coming up next?
Either that or a black person. They gotta have a token Negro.
Maybe the kids.
Kids bear. Okay. All right. Let's see what it is.
Trumpy Bear. He makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy
makes
Bear.
Makes my golf game great again. Okay.
Really? So you sucked.
Still do.
Yeah.
Pop up anywhere. Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America's great,
you were right.
Black guy. And you realize he rhymed. He said, style his hair, place him in a chair.
Yes.
Everybody loves Trumpy Bear. And yep, black guy, bear in the background with a red hat on. The black guy has on his Donald Trump big ass red tie. Let's hear that rhyme again. Hold up.
His trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
Remember, as I said, the toughest guys, motherfucker has a tattoo of a red star.
Hmm.
The toughest guys with their red star tattoos on what is supposed to be their tricep.
You get a red star every time you kill a communist.
Fuck.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
Business is great. When business is great, I am great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
I am an
They found a black guy that sounds hella white. Like, if I was just listening to audio, I would have not known he was black. And now back to a severely old white man. Holy shit.
Back to the veterans, are we? Yep.
Jesus
Christ. Oh my God, look at his name, look at his name, look at his name.
Colonel Frank Warlock.
Warholic. Warholic.
Warholic.
What the hell is this? This is not real, right? This is not real.
And he's so old, his lips ain't got no lips. God damn.
Army veteran, I am proud to own the Trumpy Bear, and I will always be proud to be an American.
Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear
for
only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity. Don't miss out on owning a piece of American history. Order now for only two payments of $19.95. Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
This is fucking ridiculous. I'm clicking away. There's like 20 seconds left. I'm not gonna fucking listen to him. This is fucking. There's no excuse
my
for that.
God.
Holy shit, man.
Oh shit.
All right. So I got some stuff. You got some stuff. We got some stuff.
We got things.
This is not white on white crime. It just amuses me. Snoop Dogg is getting with Jack in the Box to make a 420 stoner combo. So we'll see how that works out.
That'll be fun. I wish we had Jack in the Box, because I would get one.
And Jack in the Box is 24-hour whatever the fuck. Breakfast, lunch, whatever the fuck. You order it whenever. Walk in the motherfucker, order the shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're being a silly billy. Gumdrop.
Oh. Do you want an update about a white-on-white crime story that we did?
Yeah.
So we did a story about the woman who got caught riding her horse down the expressway in Florida. And then got a DUI ticket.
We did?
Well, I did. I don't remember if you were there or not.
Maybe
it might have just been me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so she got intoxicated, got on her horse, went down the interstate, and
Oh, wait. This is the story right here?
Yeah.
This is the update?
Yeah.
Okay, so a Florida judge says the sheriff's office must retain custody of a horse. All right. Whose owner was charged with drunken driving while riding an animal, which is, that's a fantastic sentence to confuse the fuck out of your children. In a report by The Ledger, the Polk County judge, Sharon Franklin, it said that the 53-year-old individual, Donna Byrne, was unfit to care for the horse. Franklin also said that Donna Byrne must complete treatment for alcohol addiction. Byrne was arrested November 2nd after riding her horse down a highway. Police said her blood alcohol level was twice Florida's legal limit. Why are these people always so far over whatever the fuck the legal limit is? What is their deal? Are they just like, I am very drunk. I need to drink myself back sober.
Maybe. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Which, and I know that feeling, but I do it at home when the kid is out for the weekend at his stepmother's house. I don't fucking do it out in public.
Silly.
I said stepmother.
Yeah,
Too many Disney movies. fucking Christ. Alright, so Donna Byrne's attorney, Mr. Craig Weisenhunt. he will revisit the custody issue at a January 11th here. That's some white people shit. Custody of my horse. I lost it because I was drunk
horse. This is the adult version of someone stole my pony.
Yeah. I'm like, fucking, if you're using one of those things where you hit the horse in the back to make it run faster.
Riding crop, yes.
So, like, you're basically drunk and beating the creature that you have custody of. I didn't want to say person. Trying real hard not to say person because I'm hearing the word custody. Jesus fuck. All right, I'll deal with this. The January 11th hearing regarding additional pending charges of disorderly intoxication. I love the names of these charges. Animal endangerment and culpable negligence. I've never seen that one. I probably have. Yeah, I mean, this is like episode 599. I probably have. Fucking Weisenhunt questions whether the charges applied to Byrne, saying she has not been disorderly and was a pedestrian under the law. Huh. All right. See, get you a Jew lawyer.
You can't say that. And I don't know if he's Jewish. Weisenhunt?
That was probably as creative as his great-great-grandparents were in trying to change the name to fit in. They were like, well, they like to hunt out here, right?
So they changed it to Weisenhunt.
We'll be Weisenhunt.
Weisenhunt.
All right. What? I don't know why you picked this story. I don't know what the fuck.
Because it was white-on-white crime? Because
I'm looking at the headline, and I'm like... Well, what could possibly be going on in this that's so damn interesting? Oh, wait, do we have Vidya? Or, no, well, audio that we don't have to dabba dooba dooba dabba. All right, let's see, because this is here, again, in Florida. Oh, my God, that's so loud. I hate that they start out at full-ass volume. Okay, so it's not even a video. It's just fucking, it's music and text.
Oh, well, that's shitty. Okay.
So we're going to Boynton Beach in Florida. So, I'm going to have to zoom that in because I got the glaucomers.
All right. Glaucomers. Like so it's her, a plural thing.
A white woman named Tiki. Fine. A white woman named Tiki. I want to say Vashiti so bad. But
Vashti.
Tiki Vashti. Tiki ashy ass white woman. Padre. What the fuck is happening with her name? Tiki Vashti Padre. It doesn't flow.
Uh-huh.
This white motherfucker is 41 years old and was driving a gray 2011 Maserati. Is that like some fancy car or something?
Yeah, that's one of those like super bougie ones.
Really? Like, okay.
Yeah, I've movie stars have them and shit. And, celebrities have them and shit.
I've heard it mentioned on Brother Lynch Records, but I never looked it up. So, a real fancy vehicular. She was driving down Florida's Turnpike South at about 6:50 in the p.m. when she crashed into a white Honda Accord. She left the scene and drove for less than a mile until her car broke down near the exit of Boynton Beach Boulevard, according to the arrest report. She was ticketed on suspicion that she caused $25,000 in damage to what? Like, other stuff? Did she hit other things?
Maybe that Honda Accord. Maybe she totaled their car.
Oh, that's a $25,000 car, maybe?
I didn't think so, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't even really know the... Like, I've only really looked at used cars. Like, the prices of new cars, like, they fucking... Like, they make my fucking asshole hurt.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I do. Like, sometimes I just see things, and I'm just like, for some reason, like, I have a booty hole reaction to things. I'm just like, ah! And I don't know. Maybe it's because I see stuff, and I'm just like, it reminds me that, like, you're full of shit, and you make me think of shit. I don't know. Yeah, it's there's something.
What?
Yeah, there's a wild world out there.
Okay.
Fucking the police fellers, they said that Tiki Vashti Padre's eyes were bloodshot and she slurred her words. Check you out.
Hey.
After performing poorly on... Who is this? This is... It doesn't seem like the writer of this article's trying to snark it up, but someone at WSB-TV2 Atlanta, which probably won't survive net neutrality loss.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just mad because they can't afford a Maserati.
Oh... Like, just performing poorly on field sobriety tests. Tiki Vashti Padre's blood alcohol content was measured at 0.145 and 0.141, which is nearly twice the legal limit for sobriety, according to the report.
See, again, the twice the limit thing.
Like, double?
Double.
Because for it to be the limit, it's gotta be some shit. Right? Because, yeah. Like, white people who probably fucking drink whiskey after they cut business deals in the middle of the day
yes.
said, this is too fucking much.
Right.
And she has double too fucking much.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. How is she even awake? Tiki Vashti Padre was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and leaving the scene of a crash. She was released from the Palm Beach County Jail on her own recognizance the next day. She's not even a cop.
How many stories in like the last 2 weeks has somebody been released on their own recognizance? Is it me or is it like, oh, it's happening?
This is the third one I remember of me because we have the uniform cop, the detective, yeah. and now Tiki Vashti Padre. Could be Podre. Alright, so a passenger in the Maserati, Richard L. Rockefeller, that's really his name, Rockefeller, it's W-O-W, check me out, R-O-C-K-E-F-E-L-L-E-R, so it's not Rockefeller, it's Rockefeller, and he's a 33-year-old individual. Holy shit, is that coming in hot? That's a little hot. What the fuck? I don't want logo designer. What the fuck
what
just happened?
What is that?
Fucking application just opened up on my ass.
Well, so you ever talking about your ass so much.
There
Stop
we go.
It.
Let's fucking bring that down. That was a little hot. All right. So this motherfucker, Richard L. Rockefeller, is 33 years old, and he told the police that the other driver had threatened to shoot him in the neck with what he thought was a gun, but turned out to be a cell phone. According to the report, Rockefeller denied to press charges. Rockefeller posted a photo to Instagram of him and Padre holding drinks at a New Year's Eve celebration at the International Polo Club in Palm Beach, less than 11 miles from the crash. And I go to Instagram and sorry this page is unavailable, he probably got hella comments.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, no.
That's fun. That's just a fun story.
Oh man. Folks, I'm yawning because hours.
Yes.
At the workplace.
Yes.
Father Mucker.
Indeed.
All right, so you deal with that.
Okay.
What the fuck else is going on? I guess I want to wrap it up with this one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then we wrap. Wait,
yeah, you want to do another white on white or actual news?
Nah, this looks white on whitey.
This is white on whitey.
Okay. Oh, this guy looks like a fucking asshole. Look at his mugshot. Just fucking white, like, his hairline's not even receding, he just has a fucked up cut. Like, alright, so...
It's funny when people cry in their mugshots like this, to me. Like, in these type of cases.
Oh shit, he has a little fucking friend, who's also an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, fake black guy hair. Mm. It's like he styled his hair to look like he has a flat top from 1991. Alright, so, two men fellers in Virginia, were arrested on Saturday after allegedly stealing an unlocked car, the police feller said. Now, the victim was letting the car warm up, left it unlocked, and then was stolen after two men returned to the scene at around 6:30 a.m. in Falls Church, Fairfax. The police would eventually catch up with the suspects, Wilmer Garcia, 23-year-old, and Orlin Nunez, 24 years old, in the stolen car when officers conducted a traffic stop, according to the New York Daily News. The police fellers said forged checks also discovered in the car, and Garcia was wearing a t-shirt that said, "Trust me." These two little fuckers are charged.
Really, it was the shirt. The whole thing was about the shirt.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say the headline, and I skipped it in the first paragraph. So, a little motherfucker was charged with auto theft and two counts of forgery. That's what Garcia was charged with, and Nunez, without the shirt, was charged with auto theft, according to the news Papare.
Yes.
Ha.
Me.
trust this fucking guy.
Just trust me. I mean, didn't we cover one like that where somebody had a... They got, like, a DUI or something, and they were wearing a shirt that said, like, just two more beers or some shit?
Oh, I think it was, beer plus beer equals shenanigans, yes, something like that.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. Yes, oh. I think I just happened to see that picture while I was looking for an image for this, episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Beer plus beer equals shenanigans.
Obviously, it does. It leads to cell phones being used as guns when a Maserati hits you. It leads to wearing a trust me shirt when you steal a car, riding your horse down the fucking interstate, just all shenanigans.
I think one of our first wine on white crimes, when someone was assaulted with a really hot pizza. Like a woman just was tired of this guy's shit, so the pizza was really hot, so she just fucking smacked his ass with it.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we have a couple. We should do, like, go back and do, like, a best of white on white crime stories. Because, holy shit.
Yeah.
We have covered some fucking stories.
You know what? Yeah, like, I mean, later this year, man, like, after June, you'll have time to do so much shit. Like, yeah. You can actually go in old episodes and clip out stuff, and you can make that. Like, you can take, like,
yeah.
3 hours out of a day and, like, mm-hmm. and do that, then take, like, another 2 hours, make some content. Yeah, you'll literally be able to wine cellar full time, and then it'll be the summer, so you don't have to drop them off at school or anything. Mm-hmm. You can take them down to the park, take them to the library, like... You can do the wine cellar and raise your child.
Yes.
And I'll go to work and get the rest of the funding.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be nice. And then, of course, you know, the more content we can put out, the more people we can get seeing it and, you know.
And, folks, we are reluctantly patriarchal like this. When we were first talking, we were like, because you were still taking your classes. And yep. It was like, you're going to be the breadwinner and I'll just be a houseman because yep. I'll do the fuck out of some chores.
Yep.
You know, and you've seen me in action on chores. I gets down. And, but, like, because, you know, your disability and whatnot, yeah. like, that's just what I call it. Your histoplasmosis, I say my wife's disability.
Yeah.
Because people don't know histoplasmosis.
They don't.
No, like, someone listening to the podcast right now is like, explain it! Which, go for it. Give them the short.
So, basically, it's, like, a fungal infection that you can get. A lot of people get it, when they go camping because it's prominent in, like... bird feces and bat feces. So lots of people who go camping or go hunt, you know, fucking around in caves tend to get it. And it's also very common in riverbeds. But most people, when they get it, they just get like a flu for a couple weeks and then they're done with it. I happen to get it and it's caused me to have chronic inflammation issues. So sometimes the lining around my organs just swells up and retain fluid and I can't breathe and it hurts really bad. And it's around my chest and lungs, sometimes my intestines, and it just kind of does that. So they don't really have a cure for it. There's a couple options that my insurance will not cover any of them. And those aren't even guaranteed options. So, you know, guaranteed to work. So I just kind of hang out and deal with a lot of chronic pain issues. I've had multiple surgeries. I had a hole cut in my pericardium once. That was kind of cool. Not really. I've had drain tubes stuck in me and draining out fluid. I've had, you know, all kinds of anti-inflammatories. But it just kind of comes back and... Yeah. It hurts every time my heart beats. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why, like, she can't just, like, get a job somewhere and have that job. Because at any point in time, she could just not be able to be available to work and mm-hmm. gonna get fired. Mm-hmm. So, like, she has to wine cellar it full time. So, like, yeah, we ended up being reluctantly patriarchal. Like, we met each other basically, like, talking all this leftiness and February. Yeah. How we are going to be not, like, and now what? Mm-hmm. I take a toolbox to work every day.
Yes.
And fucking bust those hours, come back, and now we're trying to get it to the point where you're literally wife at home. Not like, it's weird to think it. It's worse to say it out loud, like... This isn't my progressive thoughts I had in my head, but at the same time, like, it's better to have you fucking taken care of, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so that's what I'll do, and that's what you folks do that support the wine cellar. You are our employers.
Yes.
So fucking suggest some shit.
Oh, did you want to riff about that Logan Paul shit or no?
Logan Paul.
Yeah, or Paul. What about that fucking obnoxious-ass white boy that had the video with the Suicide Forest thing?
Oh, shit, can we save it for the next one?
Yes.
You'll remember.
Yes.
She remembers things. All right, because we are going to get the frack out of here. Mm-hmm. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Make sure you don't misspell that. You might accidentally give someone else money who is not going to They're not going to act like they don't know what happened. So fucking paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. It's better to just go to winecellarmedia.com and click on support the wine cellar and just get the link there. And patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. That's how you can be our employer and fucking tell us what the fuck to do. You can do that.
Yeah, if you have suggestions, let us know.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Let me see. Yo. We have issues to cover. Black bodies in the street. Native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. Start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers, let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I see. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that tried to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off their plate, now it's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent them straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street. Chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muzzle up and hold the noise in. But fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence. Burn the corporation down and chop the owner to bits. Stop the production, cause disruption. I fucked it all up. Alright, but yeah, that's a verse from a track I did, Socialize the Justice for the Muckers.